Well, from the boardroom to the streets, in Australia, there are more women sleeping rough. The latest census figures show the number of homeless women rose 10% in the 5 years to 2016. In New South Wales, women's homelessness has increased 32% in that time. Lexi Metherall reports from a women's refuge in Sydney.
Thousands of women have walked through the door of this unremarkable terrace house over the last 20 years.
Hi, come on in.
Lou's place is a stone's throw from Sydney's King's Cross. It's a women's refuge that's only open during the day. Here, women like 49-year-old Louisa have found support when they have nowhere else to go.
It's a place where I can come and connect with other women, and most of the women that come here have been through domestic violence, drug and alcohol, mental illness, or messy divorces, or other situations that land women into homelessness. Rather than sort of sitting in a rut and not dealing with problems, by coming here I'm able to deal with situations that come up for me and start to live a more normal, balanced life.
Louisa used heroin for 10 years in her 20s. Her family relationships broke down and she ended up homeless. For a while, she lived in a cheap private hotel.
I actually took on sex work to pay for the temporary accommodation that I was in. I was only doing like one job a day or something just to cover that accommodation. Like, people pay for hostels and stuff like that. And if you're on Newstart, it's costing like $40, $50 a night. You'd use all your Newstart before the fortnight would be over on accommodation. It's just not enough. So that's why I turned to sex work to make sure that I had a place to live, could pay for my food, and that I was all right. At least I had a lock on my door.
At Lou's place, women can shower, have a cooked lunch, and take part in activities like yoga and art therapy. 48-year-old Simone has been going to Lou's for just over a year, and it's helped her deal with the trauma of becoming homeless. She says she could no longer afford her rent after being unfairly dismissed from her job as an enrolled nurse in a major hospital.
Prior to losing my job, I had this misconception that it was only if you were on Centrelink or down and out that you could become homeless. And it's really opened my eyes, and I've learned that if you don't have a backup financially of money, or, you know, you don't own your own property, that can happen to anyone.
Simone had no savings, having raised her daughter in a unit that cost $500 a week on a weekly income of $900.
I know I've made a choice to live in Sydney, but even going out west or anywhere, the rent's pretty much on par anywhere in Sydney you go. So even if I went to the back of Liverpool or somewhere, the average for a room is $200 a week, and the average for a unit is $400 to $500 a week.
Lou's place gets no public funding. It's supported by private donations. On a slow day, 25 women turn up for help. Recently, 57 women came through its doors on one day. The general manager of Lou's place, Nicole Yard, says the need is immense and growing.
We desperately need more housing for women at all different parts of the system. We desperately need that housing to be supported so that when women get into the housing, they've got someone working with them to help them settle in and to stay where they are, and to do that in a sustainable way.
Simone wholeheartedly agrees. Her housing situation is tenuous and she's struggling to find a place she can call home.
And so I just think people, we're not earning enough to sustain it. So I really do think it could happen to anyone, and I think we need to just make housing more affordable.
That's Simone, who's a client of Women's Day Refuge, Lou's Place, ending Lexi Metherall's report.